This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Joining me now from the beautiful, beautiful confines of Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. That is one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's kick this off and let's go to one of your writers who is in his own way, he's quite somebody to be dealt with, but he's got an article out. John Bach talking about, is it crime, gun save life or gun save lives? Which is it?
His organization's Gun Save Life.
Okay. I love John Bach. Anyway, just a couple of days ago, a few days ago, he put an article up here, and the FBI just published their uniform crime report, which was, it's pretty bad for the Democrats in a lot of ways.
There isn't much in the news about crime that is good for anybody who is running cities or the country these days.
Right. But I mean, the thing about the crime report that they just put up, did you realize that that's only 60% complete?
No, I did not.
Yeah. L.A. and New York, LAPD and NYPD did not report to them. The two biggest offenders, but only 60% of the law enforcement organizations reported to them because now they're doing a different method.
Oh, really?
And
so
even,
we're looking at apples.
Well, no,
and oranges here.
Well, no, what it is it's just not complete. But still, they had an increase in homicide. An overall decrease in violent crime by a very small smidgen, but considering the two municipalities that stand out on top, knowing that, I'm just sitting there going, well, okay. But anyway, let's talk about what John Bach found out about defensive gun use and what the FBI says did and did not happen.
Yeah, John Locke, Crime Prevention Research Center, dug into the FBI's numbers. And the FBI had looked at mass shooting incidents over the years and determined that that only about 6 or 7% of them were stopped by a good guy with a gun. As if that's something that's obviously a good situation no matter how. Even one is a good thing. But when Mr. Lott and his intrepid band dug into the FBI's numbers, they found something far different because what seems to be misclassification errors, at least in some cases, of the people that eventually stopped these killers. So instead of 11 of 252 being stopped by a good guy with a gun, it turns out 124 of them were stopped by armed citizens. So instead of, about 6 or 7%, it's really almost 50% of them were stopped, cut short, made less severe by a good guy with a gun.
Which is something we've always known. We've always known. And see, the thing about that, that, there's a lot of other things that are not said in that, aren't there?
Well, yeah. I mean, part of the arguments that the civilian disarmament industrial complex loves to use is that the good guy with a gun talking point is just a fallacy, and that good guys almost never stop crimes, almost never stop mass shooters, and everybody having everyone walking around with firearms is inherently dangerous and causes more shootings than it prevents. But then you have instances, high-profile instances, like the mall shooting in, where was that, Indiana? I can't recall. The Eli Dickin shooting,
yes.
Mall shooting, which clearly stopped a very bad person with a rifle. You've got one caught on video, the White Settlement, Texas one, where an individual who, Jack Wilson, was there with a gun and stopped the shooter. The Mr. Lott found out that the FBI classified that shooting not as a good guy with a gun, you know, an armed citizen, but as a security guard with a gun, because Mr. Wilson, a member of the congregation there, was asked to, you know, to keep an eye on things, as a number of people there are. John Bach, who wrote this, does the same thing in his church. He's not a security guard. He's not hired security. He's a good guy with a gun who's there in case something bad happens. That's what Jack Wilson was, too, and that's why Jack Wilson wasn't classified as a good guy with a gun,
right,
for the purposes of the FBI statistics, which is just crazy.
That's very convenient to omit that, right?
Yes, it is.
One thing they never pay service to, which deserves some mention, is how many people could have been killed and how many people are saved by these guys being present and taking the actions that they take. I mean, we've seen it with Anthony Melli at Clackamas in Oregon.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's no way to know how many people weren't shot because somebody was there with a gun and stopped the guy who was bent on killing a lot of people. You know, some people, I think three people died in the mall with Eli Dickin before Eli Dickin shot him. But how many people would have been killed had Dickin not been there and armed? There's no way to know that.
I mean,
I think it's safe to say a lot more.
There's so many things that could have happened had he not taken the action he took when he took it 40 yards away.
And, right.
I mean, the kind of stuff that he actually pulled off is the kind of stuff that you try to train people to do. And Dickin and Anthony Melli and maybe not so much Mr. Wilson. Mr. Wilson had a little bit of a shooting background behind him, yeah?
He did. That's true.
Yeah, but I mean Stephen Williford, the barefoot defender.
Yeah, he was a plumber.
Yeah, he didn't even have a loaded mag. He grabbed 8 rounds and loaded it as he ran out the door.
Tell you what, he didn't have shoes on.
No. Well,
exactly.
In any event, when we look at these guys and everything, and these are just regular people that rise to the occasion. I very rarely see somebody that gets out there and goes, "Yes, this guy's trained at 27 technical schools. He's known as Deadeye McGirt." You know, I never hear about that guy being involved in a self-defense shooting because most of the time, I think gun carriers that train to that level figure out a way to not be in those places.
I think that's true.
I also think there's also a whole lot of happenstance and chance that comes along with it, but because it would, although I have a hard time getting out there and going, it can be so much better than what Eli Dickin did at the mall at 40 yards. But anyway, we're coming up upon, we're coming on the first break. This article appeared, it's on the front page right now, well, not the front page, it's down in the gun control section. Written by John Bach, October 7th, FBI massively understates shooting statistics. This is why you have thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief of TheTruthAboutGuns.com, and we have this, we have the Yahoo, John Archibald. Let's talk about a little quote he had and an article he has written that you guys have gotten one of his quotes. And the name of the article is, it speaks for itself. You know what you can't have without a gun? A gunfight.
It's so profound, isn't it?
It's so deep into stupidity.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Archibald, who we need to respect because he's a Pulitzer Prize winner, after all,
loves to delve into a lot of gun control talking points, such as everyone's buying guns out of fear, and anyone who has a gun is in more danger because they own a gun than they are from anyone who would attack them. I don't dispute that some people buy guns out of fear. And if you look around at crime statistics and things that people see in their communities every day, you see why. And we've been undergoing a national experiment in rethinking criminal justice for years now, but that especially accelerated in the last 2 years after the death of George Floyd. We have been defunding police departments. We have been enacting zero bail laws. We've got another article, and we can get into that later if you want, on the disaster that's going to hit Illinois as of January 1st. But we've got zero bail laws. We've been decarcerating, in other words, releasing violent criminals all across the country. And then what's happened in response is people see this. They see the violent crime on the news. They read about it in the newspaper and online. And they say, I need the ability to protect myself. So gun sales go up. Well, our friends, of course, in the media and in the gun control industry, which are one and the same, seize on that and then blame the increased number of violent crime and shootings on the jump in civilian-owned gun ownership. They love to make that connection rather than seeing the millions of new gun owners and first-time gun buyers as a reaction and a rational response to increased crime. So they use the crime itself to justify their own anti-gun position. And that's pretty much what Mr. Archibald is doing here. He's saying we're supposed to be afraid because fear drives politics and gun sales and emotion and death. He said, I'm not telling you not to have a gun or to love it. I just want you to know the truth. Living in fear is bad for your health, and carrying a gun doesn't make you safer or tougher. It just makes you more dangerous. I'll tell you who it makes you more dangerous to. It makes you more dangerous if somebody would attack you, to people who would break into your house, to people who would loot your home after a hurricane in Florida. That's who it makes you more dangerous to. And that's the kind of thing that people like John Archibald really can't abide.
Well, here's the thing about this as well. We know, for example, that only 18% of violent crime has a gun in it.
Right.
And that means that there's the 82% of violent crime does not involve a gun. But that doesn't make it any less violent. And what he's basically, I mean, this is the thing, and I always love to twist him at this. This is an Aikido jiu-jitsu move when you do this. So you have somebody has the moral high ground if they beat you to death with a brick versus shooting you with a gun, or they pound you to death, or they knife you, or they throw you off a building, or run you over with a car, or poison you, or strangle you. That is morally superior, I guess, to being shot with a gun.
Right.
Whereas I'm sitting back and I'm going, you know, I was just sitting here minding my business and somebody threw this garrote around my neck and I'm dead now. I don't really care anything about the part except for the part where I'm dead. And this is where their argument completely falls apart, because that tells me that 82% of the crimes that occur, had there been a gun involved on the part of the victim, that might not have been the case. But he also doesn't tell you how many more. I mean, I'll give you a statistic that isn't covered in this. Do you know how many, and I may have mentioned this to you before, do you know how many people, how many black men were lynched between the end of the Civil War and the advent of the modern civil rights movement?
I don't have that number.
3,418. Do you know how many extra black men died in 2020 as a result of the defunding the police, the Ferguson effect, the Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots and all of that stuff combined? How many extra beyond what norm? I mean, they already disproportionately represent in homicide now as it is, but it went up in 2020. Do you know what that number was?
I don't.
It was in excess of 2,800. So in 1 year, of social justice warrior nonsense and rioting and all this other stuff, they bumped up against the entire total between the Civil War. What is that? That's that's nearly 60.
About 100 years.
100 years. In 100 years. 100 years of lynchings, and in 2021, they caught it and surpassed it. Between those 2 years.
Yes.
In those 2 years, they caught it and surpassed it. So this guy's ignoring all of that, too. And he's also ignoring, I guess, who's in charge of that. Who's in charge of those places where all those big spikes are going on. But I'm sure he feels good about himself.
I'm sure he does. And the only thing more predictable than the sun rising in the east is the fact that the blowback and the result of rethinking criminal justice in this country was going to fall hardest on the people who it was meant to supposedly benefit. In other words, minorities, the poor, particularly lower income black people. We knew that was going to happen as soon as we saw the jail doors opening and people being released within an hour of being arrested.
Right.
They just go right back out and they prey on the same people that they were preying on before, which is more often than not poor minorities.
And most of them that are women.
Yes, exactly. That's why so many, literally millions of women have become gun owners in the last 2 years.
Millions of black women. Largest building demographic I think there is in the gun owning populace. Next break here. This is at the top of the page. This is worth the read. You should click on the link and go read the man's article. Simply because, the stupidity is astonishing, and this is why you have a truthaboutguns.com, because they're pointing this out. They're pointing out the factoids that the fake stream legacy media is never going to talk about. Never going to talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Price at the pump keeps going up. AAA says the national average price is about $3.92 a gallon. That's 12 cents more than a week ago, with drivers in the West paying the most to fill up the gas tank. As far as what he believes the White House and the administration can do to lower gas prices, Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com tells CNN.
Well, I think simply clarity from the president. I think the president has gone after the oil sector from the moment he was sworn in the Oval Office. He's been cutting down and making it plain that we will not be investing in oil, or he doesn't want to. He wants to move forward. And now we find out with Russia's war in Ukraine that was maybe a little bit ahead.
Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Columbus Day at the closing bell, the Dow losing 93 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and we have this coming from sociology professor David Yamani of Wake Forest. I heard about Gun Culture 2.0. Was this where he was out there trying? Is this the thing where he was out there trying to explain why young people buy guns now, or something like that?
Well, Dr. Yamani's an interesting guy. He's a sociology professor. I met him a few months back when he was in Texas. And he's not your typical ivory tower professor. He owns guns, he shoots guns, he enjoys guns, and he runs a class during which he takes his students out to shoot guns at a range. Most of them have never touched a gun in their life, and then they have to write about it. So he analyzes the gun culture, and he describes gun culture 2.0 as the shift in the motivation of most people who own guns these days away from the old hunting and plinking and collecting dear old grandpa's guns to more of a self-defense type of situation and motivation. And he called that shift in the gun culture 2.0. And he's got a video series, which is what we kind of embedded here. And he's breaking down the academic argument that a lot of people make against gun ownership. They think it's totally irrational. And he's broken it down into six aspects, which make a lot of sense. And if you watch the video or read through our posts, I think your listeners will recognize a lot of what they hear here. In his little video series, he's going to go through and break down each one of these six and tear them apart. But this initial one was pretty interesting, and he just laid out the six. In other words, they totally discount the need or the use for guns. They buy into the old argument that you're more dangerous if you own a gun, and that if you do own a gun, the chances of you actually having to use it to defend yourself are so small, it makes no sense to own a firearm. Therefore, they then say that the motivation for owning a gun is irrational, and that the real reason that most people do it is, let me know if you've heard this before, if you're a gun owner, it's because you've got a small penis, you are a racist, you are a white supremacist, you are downwardly economically mobile. In other words, you're a poor, bitter clinger, basically. So where have we heard this before?
I've lost the word. I was making up for certain things by owning a pickup truck, but I guess it's because I'm a gun owner.
Compensating.
There you go. I was compensating with a pickup truck. And I guess that's not the case. It's because I'm a gun owner. Oh, well.
Well, people say that as well. I mean, yeah. Half the people you pass are driving a Prius, watch you drive by in an F-350 or something like that, and they assume that you're compensating as well. So, yeah, we hear this a lot from people who are morally outraged by the life decisions that other people make. It's worth a read, and it's worth watching his brief video in which he lays all this out. Academics and call this a maladaptive coping mechanism. In other words, people who buy guns are coping for these deficiencies and these shortcomings in their lives by buying guns because it makes them feel better. Now, these aren't just academics. If you pay any time listening to Everytown or Brady or Giffords, you're going to hear the same thing, just in slightly different form.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, man is much more predatory towards other men than any other species that I'm aware of on the planet. Yes, lions eat their young, tigers eat their young. There's a lot of things that go on in the animal kingdom, but there's nothing as dangerous as mankind. And when they're out there saying you carry a gun because you're weak, well, yes, that's true. I don't have claws. I'm not particularly fast in the open ground. I don't have fangs. I don't have any sort of antlers, horns. I don't have any of that stuff. My musculature, and plus, I have a very small window in my life. If I lead a natural life, I have a very small window in my life where I might actually be viable in hand-to-hand combat. But with time, that recedes. And like all things in all species, disparity of force always is deadly. And the difference between me and a lion face and a bunch of hyenas is I have a brain and I know how to wield a weapon. And
correct.
What examples are they giving of things you could do to be stronger without needing a gun?
Well, they don't get into that.
Oh.
And Jennifer, who wrote this up, points out how their argument falls back on itself, because they call all these gun owners these horribly, toxically masculine, racist, white supremacists. But if that's the case, then they're a threat to people like the LGBT community or minorities or whatever, or any people that these horrible gun owners apparently, in the minds of these academics, threaten. Well, if they threaten these people, what are these people to do? Well, they need to be able to defend themselves somehow, don't they? That would entail buying a firearm. But by the academics' own arguments, anyone who buys a firearm is compensating for some deficiency in their income, in their intellect, in their worldview. So yeah, as she said, the anti-gun snake eats its own tail at some point. And what about the woman who's being stalked by an ex or abused by a spouse or something like that? What's she supposed to do? How's she supposed to protect herself? As the old saying goes, Sam Colt made everyone equal.
Yeah.
That's because a gun gives a 5'2", 100-pound woman the ability to defend herself against a 250-pound guy who means her harm.
Right.
Short of that, what else is she going to do? Dial 911? Good luck with that.
Good luck.
That's increasingly futile.
Well, I mean, and she's calling a guy with a gun.
Exactly. She's calling other men with guns.
Yeah, she's calling somebody with a gun to show up to do something that she should be trying to do herself, which, I mean, and that's the thing I don't quite understand. All of these people, they seem to have, well, you know what, I don't have time to get into this all the way. We can finish this up on the other side when we get back. But, you know, in the interest of your own self-preservation, why would you run the risk of you dying? I'll give you a good example of what should have been a defensive gun use when we get back. But this is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, and this is why it's on the front page, so that you can look at this stuff and understand who's coming at you and what they're bringing when they get at you. And information is empowering. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And we were just talking about defensive gun use and how some people try to downplay that that's actually going to happen. But I don't remember the details, Dan, but just the other day I was reading about this lady who had two young children, and the pet dogs, who happened to be pit bulls, attacked her two young children and was she fought them for 10 minutes trying to save those kids. Hand to dog. And she took a whole lot of damage, and in the end, she didn't save her children. Both of her children are dead now, and she is in the hospital. And that would have been a moment where having a gun would have been really good to have. And just almost nearly another interesting thing where if they'd actually had an armed presence there versus what they got, let's go to Uvalde. Because in Uvalde, they had a police department that reacted. They were pretty quick on the scene, weren't they?
Well, yes. Some first officers were there as the shooter was going into the school.
Yeah.
But the latest news here is the more you hear out of that whole operation, the more you shake your head. Because CNN uncovered the fact this week that the Uvalde Schools Police Department, and to be clear, there's the Uvalde City Police Department, and the school district maintained its own police force.
Yeah, okay.
The school police department hired former Texas State Trooper Crimson Elizondo. Elizondo was one of the very first people on the scene there. She was one of 91 Texas DPS officers there that day who stood around and did very little. But she was there almost immediately. And is one of seven Texas DPS officers under investigation for their lack of action that day. Somehow, someone in the Uvalde school district police force thought she'd be a good hire for them. To watch over the school, the very school, that she stood around and allowed people to die that day. Once that was made public by the CNN report, she was fired the next day. That was Thursday. And on Friday, of this week, the Uvalde School District basically dissolved its entire police force. They put the remaining, they had fired the police chief back, I think it was in May. He was off the first in the scene, and he was considered in charge that day, and his lack of action was obviously been incredibly severely criticized. The two individuals who have still been at the district police force running things were put were suspended, and the individual police officers on the force have been reassigned to other duties. So that again, the Uvalde schools police force has basically dissolved its, or the district has dissolved its police force. It's just an unbelievable disaster, goat rodeo. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's the decision making that's gone on there, and you know, even after all of the horrors that happened that day have come out, it's just been, all you can do is shake your head and wonder how are people like this put in charge? How does somebody who's running the school police force think it's a good idea to take one of the very few individuals who's being investigated for her lack of action that day and hire her for the school's police force? It's incredible.
Well,
I'm at a loss for words here.
So they have dissolved the entirety of that department?
Yes.
I don't know
if there's any intent of reconstituted or not.
Right. I don't know that there's going to be any difference considering what happened, right? What they should, 30% of the school districts in Texas allow armed teachers, correct?
I think it's about that number. I don't have it exactly, but yes, every district in the state can decide whether or not to arm teachers and administrators. And I think the number I've heard is around that 30% number.
Right. See, I'm looking at this picture of a Trooper Elizondo outside where the action isn't.
Right. That was the day of the shooting. She just arrived at school and was entering the school at that time. There were probably still shots being fired at that point, I'm sure.
Sure. I mean, if she came in right behind him.
She was one of the first. Yeah.
She could have probably disrupted him.
Correct.
And the door wasn't locked, right?
No, she got in. I don't know how, because I would expect that the door should have been locked to everyone. We know how the shooter got in. Maybe he left the door he came in through open. He came in through a door that was propped open for air or something like that.
Now, one thing that I never heard them talk about, I have heard a little bit to it, but I mean, with me, I'd be going, okay, this is where we line up somebody out of sight and just pop in from a distance. Didn't this classroom have windows facing out to the outside?
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I've never heard a full explanation of that, if there was any attempt to shoot at him through the window by officers outside. I don't have the details on that.
Well, I mean, when I was a kid, we used to distract each other when we were playing war. We would say, go over there and make noise over there, and when they look, we're going to jump on them. They could have just put a flashbang at the base of the door, pulled the pin, stepped away, covered their ears, closed their eyes, pop, while he's going, looking at that door, wondering who's coming through. Somebody looks at him in the window and starts hitting him in the back.
I'm no tactical expert, but there were so many deficiencies in the response that day that you have to wonder how these people have been trained. And again, they've since fired the chief, who was the commander on scene that day, and presided over this rolling disaster.
I'll tell you that I'm going to tell you this with full confidence, okay? With full confidence. If you and I had been there, and this unfolds in front of us, and I say, Dan, are you sure the gun you're carrying, you can hit whatever you want to hit? Because I'm going to line you up a target. I could have gone on the inside and just beat on that door, and when he looked at it and you popped him, tactically, we're very sound doing that. And we could have done it. We could have stopped that. And we were numerically deficient compared to what they had and all that other stuff. This is just a complete malfeasance.
Remember, those officers later found that the door to that room was unlocked. They literally never tried it.
They never tried it, yeah.
No.
But, I mean, if it isn't unlocked, then you find a way to breach it. That's what that's about. You don't stand around. You don't stand around to sanitize your hands and make a few phone calls and send a few texts or anything. You're in a killing mode. You're in a seek out and destroy mission, and you got to seek out. And part of that is trying the doorknob. Unfortunately, they didn't do that. Coming up on the end of the hour, all of this stuff you can find at thetruthaboutguns.com. It is there's no way for me to emphasize what kind of a resource this is. If you're a Second Amendment person. And if you're a Second Amendment person, Second Amendment rights are civil rights, and this is what makes the country equal. This is what gives us freedom. This is the teeth of the Constitution, and nobody reports on it faster or harder than thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.